So I'm with Keith and Sue this morning, who are, Keith is the chairman of Friends of the Wood and Sue is the founding member. Keith and Sue, can you tell us a little bit about Friends of the Woods?
It was started really just because we started picking the rubbish that was up there, mm-hmm. and we met other people walking their dogs, and they said, oh, if you arrange a date, we'll come with you and help pick it up, and it's just sort of grown from that.
So how many years ago was that?
Oh, near 2000. Yeah.
So 10 years ago you started picking up litter.
Yeah.
So how many people did you have come along picking up litter?
The most we've had is 8 in here.
Yeah.
And that taught us a lot because we've been doing it on our own. But we did a load on our own one time, didn't we? And there was 8 bags of rubbish.
Yeah.
I mean, there's been child's tin baths, televisions.
Saws.
You name it, there's been that sort of, so many different sorts. Junk.
Yeah. So who came up with the idea of Friends of the Woods then?
Me.
Right.
Sue did.
And what's the idea of Friends of the Woods then? What does that entail then now?
Well, just basically looking after the woods and keeping it safe, keeping all the animals and the wildlife safe that are there. Mm-hmm. Just watching that nobody lights fires, which people have been doing up there, haven't they? And camping overnight. Mm-hmm.
Well, if we don't look after the woods...
We're trying to get a sign for it, aren't we?
Then other children that are coming along won't be able to look after it, and their children. Mm-hmm. So... if we're friendly with the woods itself, i.e. keeping it clean, it means it's friendly for everybody to walk through.
Right.
So, really, that's where friends come from.
Yeah.
And it's all neighbourhood people round here who should be friends.
Yeah.
So friends, it originally started as Friends of Worcester Road Woods. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, at the meeting, we had to change it because Agricrest and Cobham Road and Worcester Road
didn't like it being called Friends of Worcester Road.
So... we decided to call it Friends of the Woods.
Yeah.
Which Sue, of course, did the logo for.
Yeah. Yeah. So do you think it's created more community spirit within the area then?
Well, we all meet up there now, don't we? And we know everybody's name who comes up there with their dogs, mm-hmm. and we know all the dogs. And
we've actually got friendly with, well, one of the ladies who came to one of our cleanups was off Moore. Mm. And she actually cleans up down by the viaduct.
She came to our clean-up, she got the idea of doing it on Spennels, you know, the viaduct?
Yes, yes.
And she's cleaned all that up.
We
had a lovely card off her, didn't we, saying, who inspired us to get started on our clean-up down there.
Yes. So what you've done is basically spread into other areas.
Fantastic. And we've been and had a look, haven't we? But we've also put bird boxes up, haven't we? And bat boxes and stuff.
Yeah, the bat boxes are up. The bird boxes are up.
Yeah.
We're waiting for the owl boxes to come.
Yeah.
So we've been waiting a year for these to come. Yeah. But the actual woodpeckers at the moment have bitten the holes bigger in the front, or pecked the holes bigger. To take the babies out of the bird box, so we've got to now put new fronts on those with metal in.
Sure. So what sort of events have you had in the past which you feel have been successful?
Mainly the litter clean-up.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And cutting back, because we had £10,000 off the lottery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we used that to cut back trees that were dangerous, taking their branches over pathways, etc. And just going along,
and we planted
really.
All those lovely trees. 140
shrubs from the Woodland Trust.
Oak trees.
And those were donated free to you, were they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woodland Trust, yeah.
Yeah, and and when did you go and plant those? Was that a recent?
Yes, this was in November.
Yeah.
November, beginning of December.
And it was good, wasn't it? All the people that came really had a good time, didn't they?
Yeah.
And of course, people came and planted the trees as well in memory of
lost ones.
So that's been very good.
The tree is 140, it sounds like such a lot, but by the time we got up there, a few there, a few there, and that's it. You could do with a lot more, really, couldn't you?
So what plans have you got for the future for Friends of the Wood? What are the things that you'll be doing in 2011?
There's supposed to be a teddy bears picnic.
In the spring sometime.
We're hoping that we can probably build a den for the kids to have, because they've got nothing up Cobham Road area for them to really play in, other than the woods.
Yeah.
We've asked for a park for them. We've been told no, they can't have a park there. So if we can build them a den in the woods where they can go, we know that you might end up having druggies.
Well, if you had it open, we just like a roof and seats.
As long as we can make sure it's safe for them afterwards, which is the most important thing.
So if people want to get in touch with you, find out more information, what's the best way of getting in touch with you guys?
They can email me on khat4649@yahoo.co.uk.
Mm-hmm.